Hi, and welcome to another edition of Right on Rangers Live, coming at you in the middle of a 4-2 ball game in the top of the eighth inning. We are going to bring you a little bit of play-by-play and finish this one out on the eve of Kumar Rocker's Major League debut, and it was a good one. It was a good one. We're going to talk all about it, go through this game, talk about some highlights, some scoring, some key moments, and a lot more. We got a fun weekend ahead. Jacob deGrom making his season debut for the Rangers tomorrow. I believe Max Scherzer is going to be pitching on Saturday as well. So some good stuff to look forward to here at the end of the year versus a Mariners team that is fighting for a playoff spot right now on the outside looking in at the moment. Hoping the Rangers can play some spoiler here. We shall see. But of course, here at Right on Rangers, we cover everything sports. Putting a big emphasis on all the teams we love from the great state of Texas, including the Rangers and especially the Rangers during baseball season. Thank you so much for joining us for your Rangers in-game and post-game content. Thank you so much. Marcus Semien up to bat right now. Leody was just retired on a fly ball to the outfield. Semien on the night is 1-for-3. Had a kind of a bloop-ish liner single in the first inning. And since then, has left a few guys on base. But right now, in a 1-2 count, we shall see what Semien can do here. Rangers down by two. Got their two homers from Nate Lowe most recently, and then Josh Jung. That Josh Jung homer actually was a 1-0 lead at the time. Semien drives one deep and gone. Marcus Semien with a home run to bring the Rangers within one. 4-3 now. Semien got all of that one. A hanging pitch. Right over the middle of the plate, hanging off speed. Marcus did not miss. 99 miles an hour off the bat, left center field. That's got to feel good for Marcus right now. Hanging curveball right over the middle of the plate. That was juicy. Marcus did not miss that one. 4-3 game, and we've got some outs to work with here. Josh Smith up to bat right now. Smith is 0-for-3 on the night. Rangers maybe trying to play comeback kids here once again. Could we have a little late inning magic? As we were saying, Josh Jung put the Rangers up 1-0. Kumar Rocker was pitching outstanding up until that point. And really, I think as a whole, you have to be super happy with what you saw from Kumar. The slider was absolutely filthy tonight. I think we can see why the guy's been dominating so much in the minor leagues up to this point. So Kumar goes 4 innings, and he is able to get 7 strikeouts, 4 innings, 7 Ks. My goodness, what a debut. Looks like only 2 walks on the night, allowed 3 hits. So 5 base runners in 4 innings. One of the base runners was a home run from Justin Turner that tied the game at 1 apiece. And Rocker, of course, still recovering from his injury last season. So still on a bit of an innings pitch count, if you will. I definitely think that Kumar is going to get extended out over the course of the season. Maybe we'll see a 5-inning, a 6-inning before the year is over. There's not too many starts left with only 15 games remaining, but I'd imagine they'll look to lengthen him out a little bit more over time. Josh Smith hits a scorcher ground ball to first base. Looked like that either deflected or got underneath the first baseman's glove. And now we're going to have a runner on first base, Josh Smith, with 1 out. So the Rangers trying to put something together here. Wyatt Langford coming up 0-for-3 on the night. Perhaps this is where Wyatt can break out this evening. Josh Smith, that ball was smoked and looked like a little deflection perhaps off the first baseman. So with Bryce Miller coming out of the game, who pitched incredibly for the Mariners, Bryce Miller, a native Texan, went to Texas A&M. He pitched 6 innings of 1-run baseball, struck out 7. He has been a great pitcher for Seattle this year, and it continued tonight. Let me check out comments here. Somebody on TikTok says, as an Astros fan, Graham, what's up, man? As an Astros fan, need Rangers to come through, please, sir. Hey, we'll see what we can do for you. We'll see what we can do for you right now. Oh, my goodness. It's going to be a tight finish here. Stroud or Richardson in week 2 as QB1. Hey, tell me who they play, and I'll tell you what to do. Stroud looked a little rough. Richardson, I felt like, had a little bit of a better game in week 1 than Stroud did, but I just saw highlights. Tell me who they play, and I can give you a prediction here. Wyatt is up right now. Wyatt Langford, 0 for 3 on the night, but he takes ball one here. I'm just scrolling through my TikTok comments, making sure I didn't miss anybody. What's up to all y'all, by the way? Thanks for tuning in. 1-0 to Wyatt Langford. I'll give you the play-by-play here. Deep ball out to center field. That one's going to land, and we are going to possibly get a Josh Smith, I got to think he just got a terrible read. I have no idea how you don't score on that, Josh Smith. That is a terrible read. I mean, look, that ball was smoked by Wyatt. Your butt's got to be standing on second base, ready to get on it, home plate. I do not get how Josh Smith doesn't score that. That must have just been a terrible read from him. That's really disappointing. Look, there's only one out. The Rangers could still do something here. I really feel like we could have got a better read out of Josh Smith right there. Maybe it was a bad route to the ball. Someone on TikTok, Big Game James, what's up, man? Thanks for tuning in. Big Game James says, bad route by Julio. Maybe that threw it off a little bit, because to me, that's got to be a ball that Josh Smith scores on. You got to be standing past second base on a ball like that, ready to go home. I do not get that at all. Dolly up right now, quickly goes 0-2. Not what you wanted to see. 0-2 count. You just need a ball in play right here. Graham says, I've never rooted for Adolis like this. Come on, man. Astros fans are cheering on the Rangers right now. Adolis going to hit a little tight ground ball. That's going to score a run. Oh, my gosh. Adolis hits that one probably 50 miles an hour to the shortstop, and the Rangers bring home Josh Smith. Wow, look. What did I say? Just put the ball in play, and you will see good things happen. Dolly probably hits that one 50 miles an hour off the bat to an infield that was drawn in. The infield was in that play. And we get the run to score from third base. Josh Smith coming home. So it's a tie ball game. 4-4. Rangers playing comeback kids right now. Rangers are playing a little bit of comeback kid. I like it. It's 4-4. It's going to be a tight finish. The Rangers have been very good in extra innings, if you were curious. I think they are pretty close to 9-2, 8-2, something like that on the season. So the Rangers have been good. You wonder if now you're going to see David Robertson, Kirby Yates. I don't know if Bruce Bochy is going to want to burn them in a tie ball game, but you kind of wonder, are you going to see those top arms from the Rangers' pen come out? If it's me, I'm doing it. I mean, look, Big Game James, I'm sorry, but we're trying to play spoiler right now. If you're the Rangers, you are trying to play spoiler. Let's bring out the big guns and get this win on a Thursday night. Look, tomorrow you got DeGrom. Understood that the bullpen is going to be needed over the next several days. You've got three guys basically on a pitch count. You have Rocker tonight. You have DeGrom, who's going to be on a pitch count tomorrow. Scherzer on Saturday is going to be on a pitch count. So you got to be careful. But I'm throwing the big guns tonight. I really hope they get David Robertson up. There's no reason you need to throw one of the bottom feeders out there in the ninth inning for Seattle, or in the bottom of the eighth inning, excuse me. I'm going David Robertson, bottom of the eighth, and maybe extending him to the ninth, maybe having Robertson go two right here. And then you're hoping you can get a run across and Kirby Yates comes in and closes bottom of the 10th. I think that is the plan right now. That's got to be the plan at this point. Yeah, Astros fans, Graham, I'm going off your comment here on TikTok. I wish I could show the TikTok comments for everybody. So for those of y'all that know my setup, phone right here is TikTok. Straight ahead of me is all the other socials. So can't get TikTok quite to sync for YouTube, X, Facebook, and Instagram. But you know what? I'll read them out for you. Astros fans are kind of panicking. Well, the Astros did win today. So there's that. But the Astros did just go on a little three-game losing streak. The pitching looks a little bit off. Valdez, of course, is freaking dealing at all times. But Verlander not looking very good. And in the playoffs, it's just a different animal. You just don't know who the Astros are going to be able to count on beyond Valdez. Graham, maybe you can answer that for us. I just don't know if they've got a big number two. You would think it'd be Verlander, but he has a terrible ERA since coming back from the injury. You never know how JV can turn it on in October. Nobody's going to be shocked if he does. But right now, It would appear the Astros have a little bit of a starting pitching problem. That's my take on it at this point. That's my take. We'll see what happens. Astros, I think, are going to be making the playoffs, no doubt. Nate Lowe is going to hit a ground ball that bounces off the second baseman, and the Rangers are going to get the go-ahead run, 5-4. Let's go. We'll take it. Two deflections this inning off of Seattle infielders. You had a hard Josh Smith ground ball deflecting off the first baseman. Now you have a Nate Lowe ground ball kind of to the second baseman's right, a play the second baseman probably should make. It's a tough play, but the second baseman probably should have made it. Nate Lowe, not the most fleet of foot. Marcus Semien out there probably makes that play. And yes, we're a little biased here at Ride On Rangers, but Marcus Semien, one of the best defenders in the game out there. Josh Smith's going to hit a little nubber out, or Josh Young, excuse me, a little nubber out to the pitcher. They're going to retire him, but the damage is done, and the Rangers score three runs in the top of the eighth to take a 5-4 lead over Seattle. I got to imagine the big guns are coming out, David Robertson, Kirby Yates. Time to get a win. The formula is just about fully brewed and ready to go. Get a lead and pass it off to David Robertson and Kirby Yates. That is the magic formula this year for Texas. And the Rangers are comeback kids once again. My goodness. That Nate Lowe ground ball, pretty well hit. Again, probably should have been a play that the second baseman makes. Guys, I don't pretend to know every single player's name on the opposing teams. Second base was Polanco. All right, Polanco was out there. Couldn't quite glove that one. It was going to be a tough play, but I think they could have gotten Nate Lowe by maybe a step. Was not meant to be. Tough, tough inning for the Mariners. But as Rangers fans, we love it. Let's play a little spoiler right now. Let me get some comments here. I've been neglecting YouTube and X and all those guys. So hang on one sec here. Natalie, what's up? Talking a little Seager right now in the half inning. So Seager had hernia surgery, I believe, on his left side in the offseason. And now is going to have hernia surgery on the right side. That is effectively ending his season. Yes, it's concerning, but I'm glad that the surgery is being done right now. The last thing you wanted was for the Rangers to let the hernia subside or heal like they tried to do last year. Remember, they tried not to have surgery done on Corey Seager going into 2024, and then they had to get it right as spring training was starting. So, look, I'm glad that they're doing the surgery right now, but that is brutal. You have to have hernia surgery on both sides of the abdomen. I mean, that's terrible. So, Corey Seager, it's unfortunate. The Rangers aren't going anywhere, so it really doesn't matter. But, look, it makes me, and I'm always transparent on the show, I kind of dogged Corey Seager a little bit this year, just not playing in all the games that he could have, sitting out Friday night, opening up a homestand. It was frustrating to me, but now that he has this surgery, I owe him an apology. He was probably playing hurt this whole time to the point where he needs a second hernia surgery. Dude was playing through it. So look, I owe Corey Seager an apology. I kind of got on him for all the sitting out that he was doing. David Robertson, by the way, makes quick work of Rayleigh. I think that was a 3-pitch strikeout. So Robertson quickly with one out. And that was just clockwork right there by David. High fastball to get the strikeout on Rayleigh. Justin Turner, Polanco, and if anybody reaches, Crawford up next. Justin Turner does have a home run on the night. As I was saying, Corey Seager, I owe you an apology. I'm sorry. I did not know dude was going to need a second hernia surgery. Glad he's getting it now. Let me keep going here. EBL, what's up? I appreciate both comments. I'll get to your second one in a second. Look, I wouldn't start DeGrom in fantasy tomorrow. Is he going to potentially get high strikeouts? Yes. The question is, should I start DeGrom in fantasy? I don't know if I would, only because I can only imagine the most he's going is 4 or 5. I don't know if he's even going to qualify for a win. The Rangers' offense is not great. I personally would be a little hesitant to start him. Could I see him striking out 7 or 8? Yes. I just don't know if he's going to get a dub tomorrow. Kind of depends on how your fantasy baseball league works. But I'd be a little hesitant to start DeGrom. If you don't have any other better options, go for it. But just know you're probably not getting more than five innings out of him tomorrow. And you got to hope the Rangers have a lead, and they have not been super consistent at getting that this year early. The starting pitchers have had their issues getting run support for Texas. So, look, if you don't have any other better options, go for it. But I would say if you got somebody else that you know is capable of going six or seven, maybe on a slightly better offensive team, I'd do it. Justin Turner annihilates a ball deep, but Wyatt Langford is going to be there right at the foot of the track. I'll tell you what, y'all, off the bat, I really thought Turner might have gotten a hold of that one. It looked pretty true off the bat. Sometimes it's hard to tell, and that Seattle night cool air maybe knocks that one down a little bit, I have to think. Looked like JT got that one off the bat. That looked smoked, but didn't even get to the track, really. And Wyatt Langford makes quite easy work of it. So two quick outs here. Robertson puts a little get-me-over curveball right down the pipe for strike one. Quickly 0-1 here on Polanco, who had the error. I don't know if they're going to call it an error, but I feel like it's an error on Polanco that causes the Rangers to go up 5-4 in this one. Little ball one, check swing. Third base umpire says no. Did they give him an error? Did they give Polanco an error on that one? I'm going to see if I can check box score here. Maybe they did. Seattle does have one error tonight. Let me see if I can go back to it. I'm going to go to all plays here and check this out. No, they gave Nate Lowe a single on that. Okay. They gave Nate Lowe a single. They did give Raley an error on that hot shot by Josh Schmidt. I would have probably flipped that. That Josh Schmidt ball was friggin' smoked. I don't think that that should have been an error. Just me personally. If you're going to give Raley an error for that absolutely tattooed ground ball from Josh Schmidt, I feel like you definitely got to give one to Polanco in that spot for that Nate Lowe ground ball. It goes right off the dude's glove. That Nate Lowe ground ball literally bounced right on the heel of Polanco's glove. I don't get that scoring, but whatever. The Rangers are up 5-4. What do I care? But look, Polanco maybe trying to redeem himself for that play here. We'll see what happens. Right now, it's a 1-2 count, so Robertson one strike away from getting the Rangers to the ninth inning here. Here's the pitch. Little bouncer in the dirt. Polanco doesn't offer. It's 2-2 now. Let me get to some more comments. Tristan, yeah, almost all the Rangers' runs were from home runs. The first three were at least, right? Three were from homers. Then the Rangers added a couple more on some ground balls from Adolis Garcia and then Nate Lowe to go up 5-4. Tristan, thanks for tuning in, man. Appreciate you. Natalie, I do agree. We could really use Josh Spores back right now. Josh Spores would be a nice bridge from the seventh inning to the eighth inning. It's really unfortunate. I can't see them bringing him back, though, with the season where it's at currently. But look, we'll see. But it seems pretty unlikely we're going to see Josh back pitching for the Rangers again until 2025. Filthy pitch on the outside. Look, David Robertson got a little bit of a break there. Looked like that could have been called a ball, but we will take it. We will take it. Look, I didn't mention in that Justin Turner home run earlier, Kumar Rocker got jobbed multiple times in that JT at bat right before JT hits the game-tying home run off Rocker. Pitch four and pitch five, which would have both been strike three, were called balls. Then I believe pitch six or seven in the at bat, Turner takes him deep. So look, consider that even, I think. Robertson gets a very nice call on an outdoor, kind of a backdoor curveball that probably is ball three, but you know what? We'll take it. So the Rangers are heading to the top of the ninth inning with a one-run lead. Let's go. Hey, I'm just ready to play some spoiler at this point in the season. Like, if we can't have nice things, nobody should be able to. That's kind of how I feel right now. Like, that's the energy right now for me. So we'll see what the Rangers can do. But I would love to make Seattle suffer just a little bit. Look, I don't hate Seattle. Trust me, out of all the teams, Seattle is probably the team I hate the least in the AL West. Houston's probably up at the top. I'm not even going to lie. Most Rangers fans, I think, would say the same. Angels, for me, even though they're bad, Angels in the early 2010s were always, I think, a pretty big rival for the Rangers. So Angels next. Then it's probably Oakland. And I just feel the Rangers always struggle against the A's. House of Horror is up there at the Coliseum for the Rangers. It feels like we never can have a good series up there. Mariners are probably last on the list for me of teams that I dislike in the AL West. Let me keep going here. Really appreciate this. EBL says, Dodger fan here, but I support the channel. You do good work. Thank you, man. I appreciate you. Hey, I tell y'all all the time, you know, it wouldn't be much of a show without you guys. So thanks for tuning in. Whether you're a Rangers fan or not, I think you kind of know the rhythm of the show. We'll talk just about anything at some point. So, hey, I'm all for it. EBL, thank you. I appreciate it, man. Let me keep going here. Red Sox fan here. Brian, what's up, my guy? Thanks for tuning in. We lost to the Yankees in the 10th on a walk-off by Juan Soto. That is brutal because I believe the Red Sox are actually still in the race right now. I'm looking at the wild card standings. Red Sox are, what, 4.5 games out? So these games are pivotal right now. Pop fly from Heim, lazy pop fly to center field. By the way, Rangers have one out now. Travis Jankowski coming up to the plate. Rangers leading 5-4 in the top of the 9th inning here. A little late inning magic from Texas. They were down 4-1 at one point in this one. Going into the 7th inning, the Rangers have scored 4 unanswered runs to take a 5-4 lead. I feel for Red Sox Nation. You're right there. You're so close. And the Yankees are probably going to be in regardless. They would have to have an epic tank to not make the playoffs. So at this point, Red Sox need pretty much every game. You're out 4.5. And what, there's 15 games left. You got to start having some lucky breaks in order to make the playoffs. Red Sox looked like a foregone conclusion to make the playoffs in the summertime. Personally, looking and seeing them out where they're at right now, hard to believe. They were doing really well in summertime, I feel. I mean, maybe I'm wrong on that, but I feel like I glanced at the standings multiple times in summer and they were right in that thick of things. But Brian, maybe I'm wrong on that. Weren't they in a wild card spot for some time in the summer? Or am I just imagining that? I don't know. Now, look, 15 games, so much can happen. So much can happen in 15 games. Look, I would take that right now. 4.5 out with 15 games to go. I'd take that opportunity. But you really need to go something like 11-4, 10-5 to feel really good about your chances of making it. And look, that is a possibility. Win 2 out of 3 games, basically. By the way, another out, a ground out from Jankowski. So Leody is up now. 2 outs in the 9th. Kirby Yates, I'm assuming. Haven't seen him warming up yet, but I'm assuming Kirby Yates is warming up right now. Leody, 1-1 count. Takes ball 2, low in the dirt. So a little 2-out rally would be nice. You always like that insurance run. Look, I feel pretty good about Kirby Yates and his ability to close out a 1-run game, but I sure would like a 2-run game right now. Sure would like a 2-run game. Gio, what's up, man? Thanks for tuning in. I feel like it's been a second, but I appreciate you, man. Thanks for showing up. Go Rangers. The Rangers are winning on the road. It's a sight for sore eyes. The Rangers have not been very consistent winners on the road this season. The splits are not very kind. The Rangers are 29-42 on the road. They're actually 7 games above 500 at home. Leody gets jammed on an inside curveball here. He's going to pop up to the catcher. And the Rangers go quietly in the top of the 9th inning. So we are going to head to the bottom half. Kirby Yates is coming on to close this one out. Kirby is, I believe, 29 saves on the year and 30 opportunities. Guy, you got to feel pretty good having out there on the bump. And Seattle does get the long ball, but Seattle not a great offensive team this season. I feel pretty confident in Yates closing this one out. Look, anything can happen. Baseball is a crazy sport sometimes, but Kirby Yates has just been such money down the road here. He really has been. I don't find myself sweating this one out a lot, and that is really a credit to him and just how dominant of a closer he's been. Unless Kirby Yates feels like taking a hometown discount, I got to feel like somebody is going to pay that guy a really good average annual next year in free agency. I can't imagine he's going to want to settle for a sweetheart deal with the Rangers after what he's done this year. I hope to be wrong. John, what's up, man? Kumar Rocker was fantastic. We've talked about Rocker already. We'll probably touch back on some of our big points here and there. We started going live here in about the top of the 8th inning or so, right when all the fun started, man. Literally right when all the fun started. We got to go live during these games more often, I guess. Maybe that has been the missing link for the Rangers this season. I just haven't been going live during enough Rangers games. I've been waiting till after the games. Maybe I should have just been doing this the whole time. I think I've actually got a pretty decent record when we go live and I do the play-by-play on some of these. I will say, Chafin, yeah, I thought he was going to be like a no-question exercise the option that they've got on him. Chafin has a club option on his contract for next year at $6 million. that seemed like money in the bank 100%. Right now, I'm wondering if CY is probably considering whether or not to bring Chafin back. Now, look, I did go to the stats on Chafe, and it's really not as bad as what it feels like. I don't think his ERA, I think his ERA was like in his last seven outings is like 3, which doesn't feel right at all. But, you know, the ultimate truth serum, you go to the stats. Chafe really hasn't been as bad as we think, but over the last 3 outings, it hasn't been great. And he hasn't had a clean inning in like 5 or 6 relief appearances. Tonight was especially brutal. You're bouncing the ball in front of home plate. You're giving up a run off a wild pitch that literally landed 4 feet in front of the dish. Like, nothing Jonah Heim can do about that. A curveball 4 feet in front of the plate. I think you're expecting a lot out of Jonah if you think that's his fault. But look, Chafin, not great tonight. Garabito didn't get much of an opportunity. I thought that was kind of odd. 1-1 count right now, by the way, to Crawford. 2-1 now. Kirby Yates out to try and close out this game. Rangers lead 5-4 in the ninth. It'll be, by the way, Crawford, if he gets on, it'll possibly be Julio, but it's Crawford, Rojas, and Robles in the top and the bottom of the ninth here. If anybody gets on, Julio will come up. Crawford fouls this one off. 2 strikes now, 2-2 count. Bringing you the play-by-play here to hopefully close out another Texas Rangers win. That is the plan, at least. So, yeah, Chafin, I just don't know. I think he's got to have a really strong finish in 2024 for them to feel good about that one. Little soft ground ball, tough play, but Josh Jung makes a beautiful play. He had to go to his left on that one. It was kind of a slow rolling cue ball, and he did an outstanding job moving to his left, throwing across his body on the run. Josh Jung showing off the leather and the arm, and the Rangers have one out now in the bottom of the ninth, 2 outs away from this comeback victory being complete. It's going to be Rojas, the third baseman, up now. He's 0-for-2 with a walk on the night. Does have 2 strikeouts on the evening. Looks like he's going to pop up here in foul territory. Tough play, but oh my goodness. I got to think that's Wyatt Langford. Call him off, Wyatt. Call him off. Josh Jung tries to make the over-the-shoulder play, a foul ball. The Wyatt Langford probably needs to call him off there. I mean, Wyatt was standing right there. I don't know. I just don't know. I'm going to have to watch the replay. I might be being too harsh. It was a long way for Wyatt to run. I'm being a little harsh. And Wyatt slows up too. It was a long way for Wyatt to run, but he really did slow up there. That might have been a play where you would have liked to have seen Wyatt go 100% the whole way. He kind of started slowing up. It was a long way for him to run, but hopefully that doesn't come back to bite us. Baseball gods don't like when you give free plays like that to the opposing team. That should have been an out. Rojas lucky to still be standing up there right now. I'm holding my breath here, y'all. This is like a big moment here, I feel like. You got strike two now, 1-2. Can Rojas take this extra life that he's been given and do something with it for the Mariners here? Kirby Yates has 1 out and 2 strikes on Rojas at the moment. I'll keep going with comments here, by the way. Keep them coming, guys. Anything you want to talk about, we'll get to it eventually. Ooh, foul straight back. Rojas was on that one, but he fouls it straight back. Still 2 strikes, 1-2 count. Yates has a lot of different options right now. Be smart here, Kirby. Be smart. Nothing needs to be over the plate right now. Maybe throw that pitch, throw that sinker ball down low. He tried there. Tried the splitter sinker down low. That was a great 2-strike pitch. Rojas did well not to chase. Still 2-2. John's talking about stolen bases here. I'm going to read this comment off in just a second. I do want to talk about the stolen base game right now for the Rangers, both on offense and defense. Kirby Yates blows it past Rojas. 93 right down the pipe, and Rojas can't connect. I am very surprised he challenged him right down the middle there. But Kirby Yates throws his fastball right down the pipe. Little two-seam action there, rolling away from Rojas. That replay was a great look at the grip. Nice two-seamer from Kirby. 2 outs now. Robles, last chance, swinging first pitch. He's aggressive up there, man. You don't see that all the time unless you've got one of your best hitters up. But Robles hacking on the first pitch. Foul ball down the third baseline. Mariners down to their final out here. Pitch number 2 incoming. They're going to get a generous call here, the Rangers are. It was pretty borderline, but nice little pitch on the inside corner there. It's quickly 0-2, and the Rangers are one strike away from completing the comeback. Yates sets, and here's the pitch. Oh, Robles wanted to swing at that one. Yates bounces a splitter in the dirt, and that'll be ball one. That was a very good take by Robles. That was a filthy splitter. He wanted to swing at that one so badly, just did hold up. We're finishing out the Texas Rangers game against the Mariners here. Robles fouls off another pitch, 1-2 count right now. Final out. Rangers lead 5-4 after being down 4-1 in this game. Look, the Rangers have been doing this of late. They have been finding ways to get wins late in ball games. This hasn't been the MO pretty much all season. I mean, they have waited until August and late August, early September to get these types of comeback wins. Pretty much at the beginning of the year, the Rangers had to have a lead late. Otherwise, it just wasn't happening. They've actually been winning some games from behind here. Robles hits a base hit into left field. Ground ball between shortstop and third base. Hard turn at first base, but he's going to scurry back. So the Mariners have life here. Mariners have some life. And Julio Rodriguez will step up to the dish. He's 1-for-3 on the night with a walk and a strikeout. He's left 2 on base. Look, that was a great at-bat from Robles. I'm very, very impressed with what he did there. John, I'll get to that comment on steals in a second. Let's buckle up, get our barf bag ready, and finish this game out here. Yates, with a quick turn, tries to get Robles on the pickoff move. Just back in there safe. Somebody asked on TikTok, who's going to win? Come on now. You know who's going to win. Kirby Yates going to finish this one out, and we're going to call it a night here. We've got first pitch of the AB incoming. Right down the pipe, strike one, 0-1 to Julio Rodriguez here. Julio, .258 batting average on the year, .686 OPS. A little bit of a down season from him by his standards, but a guy that can turn it on at any moment and win you a baseball game. The crowd on their feet at T-Mobile Park here. Robles taking off on the steal. And Julio's going to foul this one off. I think Robles would have almost certainly stolen that base. I don't know if that was a hit and run or if Julio just liked what he saw, but that would have almost certainly have been a stolen base. Robles got an outstanding jump, and Yates is a little slow to the plate as it is. So we got an 0-2 count here. Mariners once again down to the final strike. Robles still on first base. He might be taking off again. Ball in the gap is going to score if he is running. That dude can fly. Yates sets. 0-2 pitch. He is going to pick off once again. So that is now two disengagements. And Robles, you would imagine, is going to have a little bit of a bigger lead at this point. Kirby Yates can go over there a third time, but you got to get him out. Otherwise, he gets second base. So I think Robles is going to be going for sure at this point. We'll see what happens here. I might be a little bit behind y'all or ahead. I don't know. But either way, if you're a little bit ahead of me, don't spoil anything. Here we go. Kirby Yates is going to set. And the pitch. Strike three. Let's go. Strike three and the Rangers win. Kirby Yates blew it past Julio Rodriguez. Fastball slightly elevated. Rodriguez could not catch up. And the Rangers are going to win Kumar Rocker's debut by a score of 5-4. Cue the I Like Texas music. It's a good day to be a Rangers fan. Rangers come back from behind, down 4-1 in the seventh inning. They get a home run from Nate Lowe to make it 4-2. They get a couple of key hits in the top of the eighth inning, accentuated by a Nate Lowe ground ball that Polanco out at second base couldn't quite handle. And the Rangers win this one 5-4. Great win, Texas. Let's go. What an outstanding win. This was a game at the beginning you just felt like the Rangers were destined to lose. It was not going well. The bullpen came on, and it continued to not go that well. And the Rangers' bats come alive at just the right time on the brink. And we get the 5-4 victory. Texas improves to 71-76 on the year. Look, the Rangers are playing spoiler at this point. It's not going to matter in terms of the playoffs. Something extraordinary and miraculous would have to happen for the Rangers to be playing in October. But it is fun to play spoiler at this point. It's fun to play spoiler. Seattle loses tonight. Now they are going to drop a game back from the Astros, who won tonight against the A's. So Seattle's playoff hopes, they are going to take a big hit if they start dropping some games to the Rangers here. Right now, Seattle, 4 games out of the division. I think they just bounced back to 4.5. Wild card, same thing. So look, we were talking about the Red Sox. They're 4.5 out with 15 games left. Right now, that's where Seattle is. You cannot lose this series to the Rangers if you're the Mariners. Maybe a little extra pressure. Could that be something here? A little extra pressure. And the Mariners feeling that and in turn not playing their best baseball. I don't know. I'm not in tune with the Mariners. I watch what they do in the box score. That's about it. I'm sure some of the Mariners fans that have dropped by have stronger opinions than I do, but this is a series that the Mariners have to win. They've got to win this series. You lose 3 out of 4 to the Rangers, you can pretty much kiss the postseason goodbye. And that would be a huge disappointment considering what they did at the deadline. Let me get to comments here. Great win, y'all. Man, I love going live with y'all and the Rangers getting dubs. It is phenomenal. It's happened multiple times this year. I can't say I've gone live a ton and done play-by-play this year, probably less than 10 times, but I feel like we've been on the winning side more often than not. Here's a comment from Facebook. The stolen bases, the lack of being able to throw anyone out on the opposite side of the coin. We get thrown out 2 times trying to steal. Look, the stolen base game has got to be fixed in the offseason. The Rangers are one of the worst teams throwing out runners. Seattle ran all over the Rangers tonight. At least it felt like it. Let's see. Julio Rodriguez, Rayleigh, Robles had 2. Man, so 4 stolen bases tonight for Seattle, and the Rangers got thrown out every time stealing, I believe. Just not good. Just not good. And I think this is something that's got to be one of the top priorities next year. How do we get more speed on the base paths? How do we eliminate teams running wild on us? It is so debilitating when you get a 2-out single and then the guy immediately steals second base and now another single scores the run. That's happened a number of times to Texas this year. They have been so poor defending the stolen base, and they have not been able on the flip side to steal them at will by any means. Something I hope that they fix. Go out and get some guys with some speed. The pitchers have to be better holding on runners. But Jonah Heim and the catchers have to be better at pop time and throwing guys out as well. I think it's a little bit of everything. I think I was giving Jonah Heim a ton of benefit of the doubt early on in the year because he's Jonah Heim, Gold Glove, all-star catcher. At this point, it can't be this bad all year, and it's just the pitcher's fault. I'm blaming the catchers as well now. I'm not holding back. I think it's equally pitchers not holding on runners well and catchers being too slow. Look, I think if I had to guess, it's a little more pitchers than the catchers, but I'd be interested to hear a take on that from the Rangers coaching staff. John says, DeGrom going tomorrow. Can we get another win? I think DeGrom goes 5 tomorrow. I said Kumar Rocker isn't going any more than 5. I think it's going to be similar for DeGrom. I don't see DeGrom going any more than 5 innings tomorrow. Of course, for any of y'all not big in tune with the Rangers, Jacob DeGrom, Rangers ace pitcher, huge signing from a couple years ago from the Mets, making his season debut after having a second Tommy John surgery in the summer last year. Really, really excited about the DeGrom debut. Really feel like he's going to come out and pitch well. I just don't think he's going to be able to go any kind of distance. I'm going to go 5 innings, 1 earned run for DeGrom. I think 6 or 7 Ks, kind of like what Rocker did tonight. Honestly, I see a similar type game from DeGrom. The Mariners are not a good hitting team. They're not a good hitting team. They have one of the worst hitting averages as a team in Major League Baseball this season. I think this is a nice team for the Rangers to have to start some of these guys coming off injuries against. Rocker coming off an injury, making the MLB debut tonight. DeGrom, season debut. Scherzer is going to be starting on Saturday. I think this is a good team. Look, I'm not trying to disrespect them or dog on them, but the stats are what they are. The Mariners are not a great hitting baseball team. Have they been a little better of late? I don't think so. And I think this is a nice team to be able to throw some of these guys against. Can we get a Jack Leiter start maybe on Sunday? Give him a start against the Mariners. Let's see what he can do. I mean, seriously, throw Jack Leiter out there for the Sunday game. Maybe that dude can have a nice day against this Mariners offense. Look, Justin Turner, Randy Arozarena, you thought that it was going to help turn them around a little bit offensively. Hasn't really been the case. JT on the back nine of his career. Arozarena isn't. He's in the prime, but it's been a little bit of a down year for Randy. He's only hitting .219 on the season. It's kind of interesting. You know, he and Adolis Garcia have such a connection. They're literally having the same exact type of season, Randy Arozarena and Adolis Garcia. Both managers continuing to hit them cleanup. Arozarena in the cleanup spot tonight. Dolis, same thing. There's literally, a perfect parallel here, it feels like, between Randy Arozarena and Adolis Garcia. Both had huge postseasons. Doly got the ring. Of course, in 2020, Randy nearly helped the Rays beat the Dodgers in that World Series. Interesting comparison. I'm going to get to a few other comments here. I'm going to skip ahead here. Is this confirmed? Did Rangers come out and say Jack Leiter might be piggybacking off DeGrom tomorrow? If so, hey, we'll take that. That might not be a bad idea. Either that or I say start him on Sunday. But I would imagine with all these guys the next couple of days really coming off of rehab stints, I feel like you got to have a long man. I'm sure Urania is going to be throwing one of these days, either tomorrow or on Saturday. And then, yeah, maybe Leiter is the other long man in all this. Let's keep going here. So we've got the Mets kicking themselves after seeing Rocker start tonight. There was, I think, Rangers Nation, who maybe some of y'all follow, Rangers Nation put out a graphic, and it was Rocker, DeGrom, and Scherzer. And basically the point was, like, are the Mets, like, kicking themselves right now? They've got all these guys coming back. And, look, I don't know if they are. I would think, actually, the Mets feel pretty good about letting DeGrom and Scherzer go. DeGrom and Scherzer, since they've left the Mets, have not been any kind of crazy special. Now, Rocker might be one that they regret. Of course, you might remember that Rocker was drafted by the Mets, but the Mets did not like what they were seeing with his physical. It was kind of a dramatic thing. He ultimately ended up going back into the draft, and then the Rangers picked him up in that Jack Leiter draft. They drafted Leiter second overall, and then later on in the next couple of rounds, they drafted Kumar. So I definitely feel like they might be kicking themselves about Rocker. I don't think that they're upset about letting DeGrom or about letting Scherzer go. I can't say that by any means. Gio says, Andrew Chafin throwing wild pitches on the ground, not good. I would have liked to have seen Garabito go a little bit longer, but I think they're thinking Garabito probably going to be needed tomorrow or Saturday, maybe even Sunday. They're going to need some guys that can come in and eat up innings. Some of these starts by Scherzer and DeGrom are not going to be long-winded starts. So, look, I think that's got to be the reason Garabito didn't go more tonight. Otherwise, I'm totally with you. Chafin looking rough. But like I said, the ultimate truth serum, the stats are saying it's not that bad with Chafe right now. I think his last seven outings, only like a 3 ERA or something like that. It wasn't terrible when I looked it up. So take that for what it's worth. But I agree. The optics on Chafin, not amazing. Let me keep going here. Texas Rangers fans only. What's good? Appreciate you guys tuning in. If you're still around, great comeback. Look, can we just have some fun at the end of the year? I've said that so many times. Can we just have some fun at the end of the season? It's been somewhat miserable throughout the entire summer. The Rangers won 4 series in a row before losing that series to the Diamondbacks. They've been having some fun lately, playing some good baseball. Can we just have a fun last 3 weeks where we knock off some teams that are in the playoff hunt, create some fun moments, some great comeback moments like tonight? Look, that's what I want to see. And so far, the Rangers are obliging, and I'm here for it, and I appreciate it. So that's what I want to see right now. Rangers finish strong, give us some good moments, and let's finish above 500. That would be, I think, the goal right now is, can we get above 500? It's awful to have to say that after winning a World Series, but right now, with the season the Rangers have had, I will take that. By all means, I will take that. Yeah, the Yankees didn't kill the Rangers last time around, though. You remember that, right? The Rangers won the last series against the Yankees. Okay, I just wanted to check on that. Y'all got us in the Bronx, but you did not get us at Globe Life Field. Let's just be clear on that one. Judge versus Ohtani, I got to go Ohtani. That's a tough one, but I'm going Shohei. I think he is incredible. The pitching component, the hitting component. I'm going Shohei over Judge. That's just me. Yeah, John, you make a good point here. So Chapin has been coming in with inherited runners on, and I do feel like he is allowing a lot of inherited runners to score. So maybe a case where stats don't always tell the full story. John, great catch on that, because tonight, for example, Garabito leaves the game with some runners on. Chapin allows them to score, doesn't get charged with the earned run. So, John, great catch. Appreciate that. I did see, Natalie, that Walcott got promoted to AA. Sebastian Walcott, one of the top Rangers prospects, if you're not up on the farm system. So he had, I think, a pretty decent year down at High A, I believe, or Advanced A, whatever they call it. So he's now at AA. Good for him. Hopefully he continues to do good things, rise through the ranks. Look, I think if this Corey Seager injury tells you anything, Corey Seager, of course, needing surgery on the other side of the other side of the abdominal region, the oblique, whatever they call it, for hernia surgery. That's rough for Seegs, man. I really feel for the guy. I apologized. I dogged him a little bit for missing games in August. He was dealing with the hernia, man, again. So I'm glad that they got the surgery done right now instead of trying to play the game of let's see if it heals. And then you remember in March they had to do the surgery where he missed all the spring training. And then he started off really cold in the month of April before he picked up speed. So I'm glad they're doing it now. But I think that this injury and the year that Seager has had, I think it tells you the days at shortstop are probably numbered. I mean, if I'm CY, I'm starting to consider what can we do to make Corey Seager last as long as possible. And I don't think the shortstop position is the best place for that to happen with him. We can hash this out way more in the offseason, but I really think they might need to consider a move to first base sooner rather than later for Seegs. I don't know what their plan is going to be, but I think Walcott eventually is probably going to be the guy, barring a big free agent signing. But I think it would be nice if you can get Corey more DH opportunities, maybe get him in at first base, less wear and tear on the body. That would be, I think, the play. DH, first base. You don't need quite as much range over at first base. You're not running around, diving around as much. I don't know how Corey feels about the whole thing, but I feel like that's got to be the move at some point. Let me check TikTok comments. I've missed out on y'all for a little while here, and then we're going to preview the game for tomorrow. Cowboy fan, what's up on TikTok? He says, do you think the Rangers might make it? No, I don't think they're going to make it to the playoffs this year. That would take the Astros, maybe the Mariners just losing like their next 10 games in a row and the Rangers winning their next 10 in a row. It would be something crazy like that that would have to happen for the Rangers to make it to the playoffs. I don't see it happening. I won't complain if it does happen, but I don't see it happening, just for the record. Let's go ahead and let's preview the game for tomorrow. The box score for tonight, by the way, Festa gets the win. Kirby Yates, 30th save on the year out of 31 opportunities. You had Semien with two hits, including a home run. Marcus, that big home run to bring it within one run. Semien made it 4-3 with a deep blast to left center field. 2-for-4 on the night. Josh Smith goes 0-for, but he has that hot shot that they ended up calling an error on the first baseman, Rayleigh, that continued the rally in the top of the eighth. So that's a bright moment for him. Wyatt Langford with a huge, huge double out there to left center field that got past Julio Rodriguez. Again, that middle of the order came up big in the eighth. Dolley, didn't hit it a mile, but got the job done with a weak ground ball to shortstop. Runner on third base, Josh Smith comes in to score. Nate Lowe with the ground ball up the middle. He went 2-for-4 on the night, went off of Polanco's glove. Nate Lowe drives in the go-ahead run. He had 2 RBI on the night. Josh Young with a solo shot, 1-for-4 on the night with that home run. Jonah Heim had a hit today. I feel like that's got to feel good for him, 1-for-4 on the evening. Janko goes 1-for-4. Leody 0-for-3 with a walk. So look, the bottom of the order, everybody getting on base once. You like to see that. Rangers were 1-for-3 with runners in scoring position. Not many opportunities today for Texas. 4 left on base. Marcus Semien and Dolley were both caught stealing, to John's point about the inability to steal bases, something the Rangers have to fix going into 2025. Garabito gives up a couple earned runs. Again, some of those were runs that he left out there after getting removed from the game. Chapin comes in. It was messy, but he actually ended up striking out 3, only allowing 1 hit and 1 walk, but it got messy for Chapin. Glad that he didn't completely implode, because him bearing down, getting some strikeouts there to get out of that inning, allowed the Rangers to stay in the game. So not all bad for Chafin, but it did not look great. The optics were not great on Big Country tonight. Festa goes one inning, one walk, and a strikeout to get the win. Robertson gets his 31st hold of the season. Clean inning, two Ks, and Kirby Yates does allow the hit to Robles, but that's it. Two strikeouts, and he gets his 30th save out of 31 opportunities, and that's box score review for you. We're going to keep things rolling here, and we are going to go to the game tomorrow. Jacob deGrom making his Rangers debut. Let's check out how deGrom has fared against the Seattle lineup. On the opposite side, the Mariners had not announced a starter as of last night. This is going to be another late game, by the way, for y'all in Texas. This is going to be a 7, looks like a 9-10 start out in Texas, a 7-10 start out here for me on the West Coast. I live out in Vegas, so these are nice games for me. But if you're a Rangers fan living in the DFW area, you got to do a little late night baseball. Hopefully y'all come out and hang out late night Friday night with me tomorrow night. We won't be going live probably till that'll be like 11:30 Texas time. It'll be late, but we'll get it done. So against DeGrom, you've got Crawford 0 for 2. Mitch Garver actually in 2 at bats has 2 home runs off DeGrom. Go figure. Garv Sauce, 2 homers and 2 at bats. Polanco 2 for 3. Haniger looks like has a walk, and that's it. No official at bats, but does have a walk. Robles is 3 for 17. Rojas, the third baseman, 1 for 8. Turner is like 3 for 25 with a home run. Urias is 2 for 6 with a home run. So small sample size, and the Mariners still have not announced a starter. So we'll see what happens there. But I'm feeling good about DeGrom. My prediction for him, 5 innings. I'm going to go 7 strikeouts and let's say 3 or 4 base runners. 3 or 4 base runners for DeGrom. Book it. I think he's going to have a pretty good showing. He's looked great in the minor leagues. I think there's a lot to be positive about with Jacob deGrom at this point. Yeah, 24 and 16. This is a great stat, John. Thank you. 24 and 16 in one-run games. Look, you would think the Rangers might be a playoff team with a record like that, but that is totally all praise, flowers, respect to David Robertson and Kirby Yates. Rangers being 24 and 16 in one-run games. Absolutely. Yeah, it would be really, really nice if we could get a first baseman hitting 20-plus homers in a year. Nate Lowe trying to creep back towards that 20 number right now. Lowe obviously goes deep tonight, hits a home run that brought the score within 2. Rangers have some work to do in the offseason offensively. We'll leave it at that for now. There's going to be a time for us to really hash out the offseason in a few weeks here. Right now, I think we all can agree the Rangers have a lot to evaluate. A lot of different directions they can go. We'll see what happens. Kai on TikTok says, I hate the Mariners and I'm a Mariners fan. Congrats on winning. Yeah, look, the Mariners are definitely fading here down the stretch, unfortunately. DePoto gets re-signed. I don't understand that move, by the way. Any Mariners fans that are watching, I don't understand re-signing DePoto, the GM. He went out and got a Rosarena. You got Turner, and it still didn't work out. So they bring him back for another year. I say, good. Look, DePoto didn't work out for the Angels. He hopped on over, stayed in the AL West, went with the Mariners. DePoto was the GM that signed like Josh Hamilton and CJ Wilson for the Angels back in the early 2010s. How'd that work out? Now he's with the Mariners. Stay in the AL West as long as you want, DePoto, please. I have no idea why they re-signed him, but to each their own. Yeah, T-Money, what's up, man? Thanks for tuning in. He says the obvious here. Good to reiterate, though. I'm not trying to be that way when I say that, but no shot really at the wild card for the Rangers. There would have to be an epic meltdown from somebody leading in the wild card or by the Astros. They would have to win like 8 in a row, and we would just have to perfectly align winning 8 in a row ourselves to even have a shot. I'm not getting my hopes up. Let's just have some fun playing some good baseball here, Texas Rangers fans, at the end of this 2024 season that has been disappointing. A lot of injuries, a lot of regression, a lot of underperforming. You got to hope 2025 is brighter. Full year of DeGrom, full year of Josh Young. Right? Hopefully you get a couple of dudes rebounding, maybe a Simi rebound, maybe a Jonah Heim rebound. You get a full season of Evan Carter. There's a lot of positives, a lot of positives. T-Money, what did Walcott do tonight? Put that in the comments for me, but if you can, give me the basic stat line, if you're able to. I'm not going to be able to look it up on the fly here, but I'd love to hear it. So drop that in if you can. Appreciate you. So look, DeGrom tomorrow, late night, 9:10 start. We're going to be back here post-game going through all of it with you. I do appreciate all y'all hanging out. T-Money says 3 hits for Walcott, 2 doubles after getting promoted to Double-A. You got to love that as a Rangers fan. Again, could the move be in a couple of years? Walcott, shortstop. Corey Seager, primary DH, first baseman, something like that. I'm for it. By the way, I got to keep bringing this up. John, I know you brought this up a little while ago, like a week ago or so. Seager just getting that overs total for me in the home run department. Dude hit his 30th home run. Corey Seager's total for the season for homers set by Vegas was 29.5. He hits his 30th home run right at the end of August, promptly goes on the IL, and then they announce the season's over. So, Corey, thank you. Cashing that over ticket for me. I appreciate you, buddy. Get better. Hope the surgery is successful, the recovery goes well, and we can get a completely healthy Seegs going into 2025, fully ready for spring training. Look, I feel very good about 2025. 2024 kind of sucks, but I feel very good about 2025. Let's see DeGrom and all these young guys finish really strong. That's got to be the goal right now. Appreciate you guys. T-Money, thanks for sharing the live, man. Means a lot. I'm not going too much longer here, but I'm going to be back tomorrow night. Man, can we get 3 out of 4 in this series? That would be just so awesome to take 3 out of 4, especially with the fact that Seattle, just any place we play in the Northwest, I feel like, is just kind of a house of horrors for us. I already said that about the Coliseum out in Oakland earlier in the show. It just feels like every time we go up to the Northwest, it's not a great roadie. So I'm ready to see the Rangers clean up a little bit in the Northwest. They got one win. If you're in a 4-game set, winning that first game is huge. You just need 1 game to get a split out of 3, 2 out of 3 to get the series win. I'm here for it. Last comment here that I can do. Kai, appreciate that. Good luck for 2025. He says, look, we have got to evaluate keeping players healthier, keeping players stronger, and staying on the field more. There were way too many injuries this year. I'm sure CY is doing his due diligence. I'm sure that there's a lot of very competent, capable people in the medical staff, on the medical team for the Rangers, but they've got to be reevaluating things. What do we have to do to keep pitchers especially healthier? What do we have to do to keep guys healthier? If you're a good organization and you're seeing this many injuries, you have got to be evaluating things like that. We'll see what the Rangers do. You're not going to see a lot of headlines about those types of changes if the Rangers do decide to go a different path when it comes to the medical staff, but you're doing a huge disservice to the organization if you're not evaluating and combing through every single little detail when you consider just how many Rangers players were injured this year. And most of them were pitchers, it felt like. T-Money makes a good point here. DeGrom, Evo, Rocker, Bradford, Malley, maybe Leiter. That sounds like a pretty good rotation to me in 2025. Maybe we add somebody in free agent, a solid vet. I'm feeling really good about 2025. It's going to be fun watching the rest of 24. Hope the boys finish strong. I'm ready for 2025. Well, hey, y'all. I appreciate all of you guys. Thanks for tuning in. T-Money, I agree. We have got to get CY re-signed. I have no idea why they're kicking the tires on CY, but you're not going to go out and find anyone a lot better than that dude. You just got a World Series with him. Go re-sign him and go re-sign Boch as well, please. Nobody better than Bruce Bochy. Nobody better. All right, y'all. I'm outie. Hey, if you have not followed yet, not subscribed to the channel, please do so. If you know somebody that's a big Rangers fan, big baseball fan, please send them my way. I also do college football. I do NFL. We support all the teams we love from the great state of Texas. I grew up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so I'm a big Rangers fan. I also love the Cowboys, which I know, a little polarizing. We love the Texas Longhorns here as well, and the Dallas Mavericks. Those are kind of the core four. You know, anybody that loves those teams, please tell them about the channel. Tell them about Ride on Rangers. We're going to do this a lot, going live post-game or in-game throughout the football season. It's going to be a lot of fun. I hope we can keep growing this good group of people we got, talking Rangers baseball, talking sports in general. All of y'all, very grateful for the support. Thank you so much. I hope you have a great rest of your Thursday night and a great weekend ahead. Come back and hang out this weekend or catch me on the replay. All my lives are on YouTube and Facebook. If you're not able to catch it while we're on, And as I always say to end every show, God bless and go Rangers.